Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to City Alpha 3, a Star Trek podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Prue, and joining me, as always, I have Philip Gilfus and Darren Moser. Guys, how are you doing?
April Fool's, I'm doing good.
Doing good. I'm ready to talk a little bit of Star Trek, we always do. Always.
Each and every week.
Including last week, yeah. Right? Yeah. We didn't skip a beat. Nope. So give a listen to our last episode for maybe a little switch up than what you're used to hearing, but that's neither here nor there. That was last week. Guys, let's talk about something new.
Well, you say new.
Yeah.
Talk something new with the 50-year-old series of 700-something episodes.
But to be sure, some of those 50-plus years are recent.
You know, so here's the thing. We go off on tangents. We've been podcasting together for years and years now. Years and years. I even remember. It's been like a zillion years at this point. So
were we ever that young?
Younger.
Now, what would our reboot JJ versions be?
Oh, who even knows, man?
Dibs on Tristan playing my reboot.
I would love to recast us. That would be interesting. That would be kind of an interesting go. So, well, as you're already hearing, we like to kind of go off on tangents, and we get distracted quite easily. It's let's just say that we aren't super focused 99% of the time.
Well,
so,
a third of the time.
Oh, I see what you're doing there, Philip. On occasion, we'll have a spark of an idea that we will like want to go down, like a little bit of a rabbit hole that we'll
wormhole.
We'll see. There you go, wormhole. We'll see it, and we'll want to chase it, but we won't because, well, we have to keep the show under 2 hours. So, but one of these ideas that we had just recently, we talked about. Hunger Games. Hunger Games came up in the middle of our podcast, and you know what? I thought, there's something there. There is something there. I want to do a Star Trek Hunger Games episode. I got to tell you, though.
We have to rename it.
We do have to rename it. Yeah. That's true.
Replicator games?
Especially because there's replicators. Yeah. There's replicators everywhere. You don't need, you're not going to be hungry.
Power,
be something
energy,
else
what is there a finiteness of? We've gone through this before.
Money? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Latinum.
No.
Latinum games. Of course, that would be only on Ferenginar.
That's called.
And we do not want to see
that. What is Ferengi TV like, I wonder? Like, what are they? Is it like just game shows? Is it basically Price is Right? Is that what they watch?
All the time. Everything is a variation of Price is Right.
Yeah, I would say definitely.
A lot of gambling shows, I imagine.
No.
Online.
Watching of stock tickers that's just scrolling along the screen. Oh. That's it.
It's just CNBC the whole time or Ferengi. Yeah,
that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
In fact, did we not get a glimpse of that? I feel
is like it
like we did,
Mad Money, but Ferengi?
So it's so you get the Grand Nagus.
Don't buy.
Oh man, yeah.
I'm calling this one a bunch of ear spore slugs.
I would not. I don't think I would want to ever be on Ferenginar.
Well,
like
no.
For any reason.
It's gonna be rainy.
Nope.
It's gonna be rainy and soggy and wet. And anyways, okay.
And you have to pay for everything.
Back. That's the thing. They're going to charge you to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and how is it? Well, A, that happens some places, both and on Earth. But anyway, how would you convert? Like, again, we've gone through this before. You're a Starfleet officer. You're like, for some bizarre reason, I'm taking my leave on Ferenginar. How do you get currency? Do you just replicate it?
Think
you can't
do
that.
I think we figured out there's some sort of, like, there's got to be like a bank of the Federation that's like the exchange bank, and it basically trades resources for local other.
Okay, but I only have three
systems.
Sheep, Darren. What can I trade with three sheep?
Not a lot.
But
I'm afraid.
To be fair,
need,
if there
some wood and some bricks.
If there is any place in the Federation, or I guess in space, that you could use any currency, it's going to be Ferenginar. They're going to have exchange places on every freaking corner.
I have this ring of pure Sorax. It's got to be worth something.
Exactly. You would think that... So you know the famous scene in Episode 1, The Phantom Menace? Republic credits? Republic credits are no good here. We need something more real. There would be none of that.
Right. It's like, what is
There would
real?
Be none of that. There's no currency that would not be good on Ferenginar.
No.
So you're saying they accept everything.
They would accept anything. Okay. They would accept
I mean, the exchange rate's going to suck no matter what.
They would try to take advantage of you if they haven't heard of your currency or they don't know the value of it. Like, if you came down there and you're like, listen, I have 20 bucks. They'd be like, oh, sure, that's worth a toenail or one whatever. You know, but they would definitely
That's a down payment on a house. Really? Okay.
That's a teardrop of latinum, I believe is that's worth. But yeah, well, it makes me wonder because in all the things we watch, and I know it's because of comic purposes, but gold is the only thing that ever seems to work. Like, you know, like on The Last Outpost, we're like, and this is a communicator. It's made out of titanium and gold, you know, and like that's the only thing. But anyway.
Right. Except in the future where gold is worthless.
But it's like, is it so like the Ferengi are like the early 21st century of we buy gold? Like you just take all your old family antiques to Ferenginar and it's like...
Do you have worthless gold and you want to help us use it to suspend precious, precious latinum in a liquid solution?
What was that? So you, I mean, that DS9 reference, that was one of those things where it's like, did you just ruin all of Star Trek by saying gold is useless? You know, like, it's just the latinum? Well, then, that doesn't make sense. Because you've been talking gold is worth something for the past, you know, 10 years.
I don't know. I thought it was a clever way to, like, subvert expectations, but whatever. It's a tiny line in one episode.
I've burned houses down for more than that, Daniel.
So as I was saying about, you know, rabbit holes and being distracted, yes, you can see that this clearly happens all the time. But I wanted to talk about Star Trek Hunger Games. Question is, and this is the thing I've struggled with today, what I was trying to build up to this. How is this going to be structured? Now, I have a few ideas, guys, and I want to hear your inputs. Tell me if you think which ones are good ideas, which ones are bad ideas. So I was thinking, it came to my mind, like, do a bracket style? Like, do we want to do it, like, by crew or by series? Or do we want to do it by division? Or do we want to do it by archetype? How would we, if we were to have, like... a Hunger Games-esque scenario where all of the characters from Star Trek are going to end up on this tiny island and, you know, fight to be the best. What is the best way that we could do that? I kind of lean towards by crew or by ship, maybe, or I'm not sure. What do you guys think?
I'd like the by ship because my first instinct would be by series, but that only limits you to like six or so series. And if you did it by crew, then technically you could have like the DS9 crew and the Defiant crew if you needed to stretch it out, if you needed more, you know. But I think crew would be interesting. Maybe because it's pretty standard, like two per, you know, per crew, but you could have like one brain and one brawn or something like that. Now we're kind of shifting more into Survivor, but.
So I'm going to assume for the sake of censors. Not the scanning kind, but the what the content kind. That Hunger Games, it's more of a war game exercise. You know, phasers on stun. You know, we're not actually gonna have to like kill everyone. And then I think you have to modify for technology because you know, is the NX-01 gonna stand a chance against the Defiant? You know, probably not. But if you're just talking about the people, that'll be interesting because you know, then technology is somewhat neutral. Because I think you're taking away technology for the most part. It's just going to be the island is littered with whatever. Like, they don't come with their tricorder or, you know, phasers.
Yeah, it's an interesting... So, yeah, I guess we should establish right up front the goal. So what is the goal, and what are these people fighting
and
for?
And it's Q. So we could... Is it Q or the Squire of Gothos?
So Q would clearly be the one to set this up. In fact... From my memory, it's been a while. I read the books and I've seen the movies, but essentially the there is a game master in
Paul Quatluz on the DS9 crew.
he can literally alter things real time. This would be Q. But so what we want to do, I guess we should determine the goal, like you said, Philip. Are we trying to see who's the smartest, the strongest? I like the idea of this is just kind of an all, I guess Hunger Games might be more physically oriented, but this could be, since it's Star Trek, have a combination where it's like there are physical challenges, but there's also an intellectual level to it where it's, you kind of have to have a balance with those two things.
Right. And as soon as you said physical challenge, I then put every series cast into playing Double Dare against each other. And now I'm imagining a Riker with helmet and then Data has to get something into the cup on top of the helmet. And anyway.
All right. I got a bracket generator up. So all we need is the number of people.
See, so I was thinking about this. This is what's tricky, because how do you distill one crew into what are we doing? Two people per crew?
Okay.
Yeah.
Three, I think, is usually a little bit more. You can go two or three. Two is fine.
Well, and if we randomize it, we could do it where, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be paired up or whatever on the same team. I mean, we could do that, but it all depends how we want to do it. We could just supply the people, and then it automatically randomizes them into a bracket. That's one way.
Let's just say, just for sake of this conversation, that we're going to keep crews together.
Okay.
So we're going to find the best two. I'm going to say two.
Okay.
I'll just say two people per crew, and we're going to find the best pairing between all two crews. And we're going to see who comes out on top at the end of this conversation. And there's a series of physical and intellectual challenges that they have to overcome. So, okay, perfect. That's it, right? And you have three teams on the left, three teams on the right. We've got TOS, TNG, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Enterprise, and Discovery. Okay.
So that's 12 people?
Yep, 12 people.
Sorry, JJ.
So let's narrow. Sorry, JJ. Well, they're just the same people anyways.
Is it?
Let's start by narrowing down the people. Now, this is going to be tough. I think this is going to be tough. And we'll start with... You know what? Let's really start a new trend. We'll start with Discovery.
Ooh.
Since that's the earliest that we go.
Ooh.
Who are we going to pick?
Chronologically.
Yeah,
new
who are we
going to
pick from Discovery?
I was going to say you go with the captain, but there isn't one. You could Lorca. Okay. All right,
You could Lorca, and Lorca would be a compelling argument, I think.
Because this was going to be my suggestion. Go with a captain and then a random. You know, like, in other words, you know.
A high level and then a low level.
It's going to be hard to not pick the captain, I think. So maybe I agree with you, Philip. Maybe we should just start with the captain and then pick...
Random.
Like, the
I almost want to random, like, a button, because I feel like we'd all pick different... Like, just... I want to, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, boom. You know.
No, we can do this. We can vote. Yeah. Okay. So we'll go Lorca.
Oh, I know. For comic effect, this would be my suggestion. Lorca and Stamets.
I wouldn't disagree. I actually would think that they would make a good...
I mean, I hate to, you know, just have two guys. But, I mean, I just think, because since they don't normally work well together... It'd be interesting to see them working together.
I could see that working. Do you have any dissenting opinion, Darren?
No, I think that would work fine.
And of course, this is like from mid first season Discovery. I guess we have to be specific, but
right,
you know, they're plucked out of that time.
Clearly, this
you know,
yeah, but obviously Lorca has the tenacity. He has the win attitude. Like, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Yeah, I could see it working. It's not the obvious Lorca Michael pairing, but I think it works.
I mean, I'm sorry, you know, Michael is the main character of Discovery, but nevertheless, that's what we chose. We're going with it.
All right, cool. Enterprise is next. So obviously we have Archer, and who best complements him?
Porthos. Oh no. Well, I chose the last one, so I'll be quiet this time.
I don't know. I mean,
I think you have to have. Well, I mean, Trip is kind of the, like, go-to, you know, like, everyman. Like, I would want him on my team.
But Hoshi might be maybe a more interesting...
What about Trip and Phlox?
No, we're picking the captain and another crew member.
Oh, okay, I missed that part. Then Archer and Phlox.
Okay.
I think as far as getting like a interesting dynamic, and actually Phlox is kind of like pull a rabbit out of his hat kind of guy. Like you never know when
low physical threat, but he has other skills.
Yeah.
I feel like I agree he is low physical threat, but I do feel like he could pull something out.
What else blows up? That's what we want to know.
He could pufferfish his way out of a situation, you know what I mean? So remind me,
are our people ever fighting against each other, or they're just always as a...
Well, that might be round two, but this is round one so far.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm right now we're talking about who is going to enter the... This is, yeah, it's like a... The two people. So we're taking teams right now at this point. So we're determining the teams that go into the arena. So TOS is the next one, and I feel like this is the easiest one. This is kind of a gimme.
Nurse Chapel and Uhura.
I mean, is anybody going to argue against Kirk and Spock?
If you want to be the most, you know, predictable.
I'm talking about
we picked unlikely
the best chance to win this scenario. We're talking about the best crew to win this hypothetical Hunger Games. And I don't know that there's a better pairing. I don't know that Kirk would pair better with anybody else.
It is like the first pairing. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I can't really come up with a good reason not to do that.
Yeah. Other than it's super obvious.
Do you have a better one, Philip?
Well,
we're going to put them in the 1930s Earth, so to have a little bit of a handicap.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'll pick my battle. I won't let this be my last battlefield.
So, okay, that's fair. So next is TNG. And
did Picard and Data with him if you're going that route, but I don't.
I was gonna say that, but is there what else do you guys think? Do you have other opinions?
We have no women so far, guys. I'm just gonna point that out to you.
Yeah, well, yeah. But what do you guys think? What about TNG?
Oh, what if we changed? Okay, what if we changed Lorca Stamets to Lorca Jerjo? Dual captains, and we're gonna go with like. This could actually be Prime Lorca, who's like awesome and still really
We've never seen Prime Lorca. That would be my argument. He's non-canon. So many problems, Darren.
I would be okay with switching Stamets out for Georgiou.
Okay, that's fine. We'll go with it. Definitely. Not Mara Georgiou, folks. Prime.
No, real. But to be fair, it is Mirror Lorca.
Lorca,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's on screen.
Gets a woman on our team, and it also that's actually a power group right there.
Yeah.
Like we've plucked them
from the Battle of the Binary Star timeline.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So there we go. We've retroactively diversified a little bit.
Oh, actually, can't be that because that might still have been Prime, but never mind. Go ahead.
But all right, TNG. So we have Picard.
Data. I mean, that's what.
I mean, how do you not pick Data? Like, what would your argument be against not picking Data? Like, that would be tough. And if you don't pick Data, he's going to get really upset at you.
Okay, let's go.
I no longer want these emotions.
Okay, it's done.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll keep moving. We'll keep moving. Okay. Next up, Deep Space
Cisco
Nine.
Dax. All
right, Cisco's not a captain, so...
Cisco Dax.
Yeah, I'd say Cisco Dax as well.
Yeah.
Some of these are pretty obvious. Actually, okay, that's fine. Let's move past.
Or what about what about Cisco Worf?
Nah.
All right.
What about Cisco Garrick? So you have Cisco, right, who's a warrior type character, but you have Garrick, who is a rogue. You never know. You never know what he's. No, I would still pick Cisco Dax.
Okay. Valiant try there, Daniel. Okay, go ahead.
I was just trying to spice up the.
But no, wait, let's get into it. Actually, let's go.
I am interested in this next one. I don't. So Voyager. I don't. I don't know who.
Janeway. I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty open. I don't think it should be Chakotay. I'm just saying that already.
I would say Tuvok.
Ooh, Tuvok. Okay, no, I'd go with that. Okay, I can see that.
I mean, Tuvok's pretty, and they have a history.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
I'd say, yeah.
Janeway, Tuvok.
Okay. So we have our teams now. We have...
player one.
So we have Georgiou and Lorca with Kirk and Spock, Picard and Data, Sisko and Dax.
Jadzia, case we have to say it.
Yes, I jumped over Archer and Phlox.
Right.
And we have Janeway and Tuvok. Right.
So, I think it's interesting we didn't go with seven. I'm just for as a note.
I'm glad we didn't go with seven.
Ahead.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So these characters jump into this hypothetical Hunger Games scenario.
Gateway slow motion style.
Now, do we want to do this bracket style? Or do we want to just do this? Because it's kind of tough to come up with just an emergent winner out of six people. Should we break them up into two on two on two on two?
Or should we just try to, just for the sake of logistics, do two on two on two?
Okay. Does anybody have a random number generator?
Darren, I'm sure does.
No. That sounds like something Darren would have. Darren.
Oh, we just need to randomly decide who
pairs
goes to
pairs
who.
On pairs.
We need pairs. We
one
need
through
one,
six,
one through six,
and then give us a number between one through six.
Got it. Random.
And this is the now. Prime chronological order, so it's Discovery through Voyager.
Random pair. Here we go. Now, while I'm looking that up, I think you guys need to finish what we're calling this, because that is really important.
Replicator games.
what are those? What are the food cube games? Like when in TOS when they had those cubes. What episode was that? I can't remember. Anyways, Kirk had a turkey sandwich delivered to him too in one episode. I can't remember what that was. Anyways. Dead replicated bird meat. That's what it's going to be called.
All right. Okay, the first number is four. So we're going to pair TNG. Lorca. Lorca Georgiou.
Well, the first episode then is
Picard. Picard and Data.
Okay.
All right, guys, we have to leave our biases behind.
That's fine. Now I can do this.
We have to try to take this objectively.
So, so are we just doing this physical and mental, or are we thinking of some sort of like a random episode or problem, like which one would solve it better, or what are we doing?
I'm thinking specifically of the Hunger Games situation. So you're on an island.
Right.
But I mean, it doesn't actually have to take place on an island. But you are dropped into a situation with nothing, and you have to overcome you have to defeat the other people at all costs.
Now, of course, the problem is Lorca will kill them.
Yeah, well, we could. Yeah, you take aside the entire morality of the situation, but you have
to... No, I'm
just
saying, Lorca will kill them. I mean, he's not playing with, we'll trap them, he'll be like, whoops, sorry, it happened.
Let's say that you're on, an island that's a circle. You drop into the center.
Does it resemble a watch of some sort?
It could. There are some items in the center. You rush towards them or you run away. It's part of the strategy. But basically, these two characters versus these two characters, you defeat the other ones or you lose. Mm-hmm. Who do we think is going to win? And more importantly, why?
Picard's going to be slower. I mean, he's out of all three of these. I mean, not Data's not super fast, but,
he would be the fastest.
Well,
even when he's drunk,
no, you're right.
He can pull all those things.
No, I was trying to think of how fast he is, because I was trying to remember the episode. I think it's with Descent, where they're asking how fast could Data have moved, and I think they're saying Data's fast, but the Borg was slow. That's why they're saying they didn't have to cover that much ground. Data's going at Saru speed.
It's kind of an unfair advantage to have Data, but...
Well, unless they somehow know... I mean, because how are they going to find out who they're fighting? So, like, you know, are they going to... Is Lorca and Georgiou know they're going to fighting an android and then try and use that to their advantage to, you know, short them out with...
Well, although, would they know what an android is?
They know what an android is.
I mean, you know what an android is, and you're like 200 years before them.
That is true.
So, I mean, you build androids, and you know, you're way before them, so you're...
Though I think that the Georgiou's fighting style may not help her with Data unless she's going to, like, kick his head off or something.
She could... I bet she could beat hand-to-hand. She could probably beat...
Well, yeah, I think both of them could, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Even movie Picard, I think.
It's tough, man. It's really tough to overcome the Data problem. Like, Data is so super powerful.
Mentally and everything. And
in every way.
I mean, unless they
technologically
take him out, that's the only way.
But
what really
could they possibly
it.
Take out Picard first? And so then it's just the two of them against Data. Because even if, you know, Data has to take care, and I don't know how we're defining that both of them... Or can two of them take care of them? You know what I'm saying? Do we think Picard would be able to last?
So what I think would happen would, if I was writing this scenario, they would come up against each other in an initial conflict, and it would be...
We should not fight each other!
Yeah, exactly. It would be kind of Picard doing this whole sort of thing.
Sorry, Captain. I don't work for you.
And then Lorca would take advantage and do something sneaky and underhanded... Which would be enough to surprise them, but not enough to overcome Data. So I think...
I think they would go to their corners then. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah. And then Georgiou's like, oh, crap, what'd you do to me, Lorca? So then she has to try to defend them and then, you know, basically drags his happy butt after getting knocked out by Data to the shrubs and, you know.
I don't know. What do you think, Darren?
You know, I mean... Like you said, putting our biases aside, like Georgiou and Lorca is a pretty dynamic duo.
What if they use contractions against him?
Yeah, you get him stuck in a program loop, or Lore shows up for no reason.
That would definitely switch things up.
Right now, I'm imagining the pokey music going on. Chica 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 chica. Lorca totally uses.
Uses Sunian guilt.
All right, guys. So we've got a vote.
I guess Data somehow pulls it off.
Sorry, Lorca.
But androids are hard to beat.
I think this one would take a while. This would take a long while. This isn't going to be over in, you know, 10 seconds or something. This is going to be worth the pay per view.
I could see Lorca and Georgiou coming up with some very resourceful ways to stay in it for a long time. Yeah, but sorry, guys, you only have one season.
Well,
so
until Lorca decides that Georgiou is pulling him back and kills her, and then
I can't see that happening at all.
All right, Darren, who is round two?
All right, next we have Kirk and Spock versus Janeway and Tuvok.
Ooh, Vulcan on Vulcan.
Very interesting. This is actually a really kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, friends, Vulcans, lend me your ears.
Really
racist.
Really? Jeez.
I actually don't have a preference one way or the other for this one, so I don't
This
know.
One's a little more like balanced in that regard.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Because, you know, you want to say that Kirk's going to be scrappier, but then Janeway certainly handled herself with the virus, you know, macroviruses. So it's not like she can't kick butt if needs to be. Well,
and Tuvok would be a better, I mean, physically would be a better asset in this contest than
he's
Spock.
He's older than Spock, isn't he?
He's fully Vulcan.
He is.
I don't know if he's. I don't know
I think
if he's
he is.
Older.
He is older. He was on the Excelsior, for goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He probably is older. Yeah. Well, and he's fully Vulcan, and he, like, is security. That's his job. Like, he's trained to fight. You know,
Spock uses eyebrow. It's ineffective.
Totally ineffective.
Spock's a nerd halfling, and Tuvok is like full nerd. You know, full going at
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I have to kind of give the edge in the Vulcans to Tuvok. Like, Tuvok.
Well, but I mean, you know, Spock is squirrely with the half human. You know, it's not logic is not the end; it is but the beginning.
That's true. Spock could outlaw, use some random tactic that Tuvok wouldn't expect.
Janeway would see it coming, though.
Yeah.
I feel like Janeway.
That's what makes them a good pair.
I kind of lean towards Janeway and Tuvok.
Can we say tie? Surprisingly.
No,
it's a bracket. Win? You can't give ties. No, we can't do a tie in a one-off bracket.
The thing is, like, I mean, of course, how much can we talk about Kirk and Spock and how great of a pair they are? Like, obviously, that's obvious, and they're amazing.
Because Janeway's science, too, so she's, I mean, Kirk can do fighting, but I assume they're going to try to avoid that. I mean, if they go just straight up one-on-one.
What about this?
Is he going to attack Janeway, though?
I think our issue is that we have great teams, but we're trying to find some random scenario, but we don't really define the scenario. What if we picked an episode that wasn't from either of their series and basically put them in that situation?
That's what I was saying earlier.
So it can't be what a TOS or a Voyager episode. So it could be like they're stuck in
the catamaran DS9.
Yeah, or I was gonna say the Baryon sweep of Next Gen. Like they're in that episode and they have to
Starship
solve
Mine.
It. Who do we? Starship Mine. Like who would? I feel like that gives it a framing because otherwise it's just super conjecture.
Well, what I was thinking,
Janeway would be a good
was
mod.
Essentially that they would be. If you wanted to do that, they're kind of already in an arena. Just like the episode does, if you just take these characters and beam them down to a planet and say, fight to the death or die, essentially.
Right.
That's the kind of context that's what Hunger Games is.
Janeway's
going
to be much
anyways.
Quicker to figure out that you can use all these random minerals to make a bazooka.
Right. Even though, Kirk is the one who
even though Kirk somehow managed to do it. Unbelievable, but yes.
I think it's tough to
just give me a week, Spock. I'll have a fissionable warhead.
He didn't even do the days. Like if this was TNG, would have been like if I remember my freshman physical science correctly.
What to do when you're in a base society planet?
This bamboo shot can be a bazooka.
I'm kind of leaning towards Janeway.
I'm gonna make fans angry and vote Janeway Tuvok.
Yeah, which is very. So this is like if we're doing.
I mean, it's not a popularity contest, guys. It's not. It's exactly. All about who would win in our hypothetical arena. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, so round two.
Whoa! We're missing one, Darren. We're missing a matchup here.
No, but they fight the winners. That's how brackets go.
No, we still got three. No, we got one more left. Yeah,
we have one more still. You missed one. We have Archer and Phlox.
Yeah, but you can't do six. I got the grid. So basically, those winners play the winners from the first round, and then it parries down.
They should be on the other side.
Yeah, but you can't do six in pairs of two like that. Like if you have them on the other side, and then one team wins. But then now you have three teams. How do you have
Well,
them
let's do let's,
we have wild
let's
cards.
Keep going. We'll keep going and then we'll throw
JJ.
In a bonus team or
animation.
We'll free for all. No, we're not doing an animation one. We'll determine that, but we don't want to like short it's kind of unfair to send one of these teams to
have a bye weekend.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So you
want to see Archer and Phlox versus Sisko. Okay, I'm going to redraw the map.
Oh, wow. Guys, he's not happy about it.
He is.
Okay, no. Okay, so Archer, Phlox versus Sisko Dax.
Oh, man.
Into our arena.
That's a rough match.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like we should talk through this, but we're all going Sisko Dax automatically.
Yeah. I would... Honestly, and we may come up against this here in the future, I think Sisko has a real advantage in this, just in this scenario in general, just because of how tenacious he is. Yeah.
And you have so, all the science and experience.
It's real.
And then you have Dax, of course. Yeah. It's it's going to be tough. And sorry,
it's baseball,
like, Archer's
physique.
Such a, yeah, Archer's such kind of a wet blanket. Like, I like Archer.
Well,
but
his, you know, he's a tactician, so, but so is Sisko. I mean, so, you know, given, you know, fighting the Zindi War or the, you know, whatever, Romulan War versus the Dominion War, you know, I think I know which one was harder. And then, you know, diplomats, they're both diplomats, but this isn't a diplomatic thing. I mean, if they could talk their way out of it, this would be something different, but this is more just, you know, so.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's going to be Sisko and Dax for sure.
Sorry.
There you go, Darren. Did you redraw yet?
Yeah, it's yeah, we're a little off the page, but I think we'll be okay.
All right, so now we all have round two. Fight.
So how do we this one? Do we want to do a free for all sort of thing, or should we throw?
No, I think we got to do winner chicken dinner.
Well, there's three winners. This is the
problem.
There's
three teams right now.
This is why you follow Darren's bracket plan.
So we have to account for this in some way.
Well, we could throw in a JJ.
We could. We could come up with the best B team, possibly. Like, of all the series, what has the best secondary
or movies
that doesn't have the characters that we used? Mm-hmm. So, for example, if like, I guess, you know, Geordi and Beverly were an awesome team. They're not, but if they were, we could use them.
What you could do is
Quark
do,
and Odo.
Odo would be.
You could do. You could do. Odo and Garrick.
You could do Odo and I would be okay with Odo and Garrick.
Because you said Garrick earlier. All right. That's why I picked that. And Odo has he's off the scale in a lot of things. He's unpredictable.
So who are we put? Okay, then I'd say we do Odo and Garrick versus Picard and Data.
That's fine.
That's the only way it'd be fair.
That works. Okay, so Picard and Data versus Odo and Garrick.
Now this is interesting. Yeah. This is interesting. Because
Well,
Picard
the other option
to-
would be putting him against Janeway and Tuvok, and that's not really a... Like, Changeling versus Android is the only thing that makes it, like, a semi-fair fight.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. Picard would want to play by the rules the whole time.
What rules
are
there?
Which is the opposite of Garrick.
I just feel like he would try to...
Prime Directive, the Federation rules. He sleeps with that manual under his pillow.
Picard would not play dirty.
Yeah, well, again, Garrick would kill them.
That's the thing. Garrick would... Very, very much play dirty. And Odo is more fluid.
Garrick would give Picard a ultimatum on paper, and then Picard would be like, it's a fake. And then he'd blow up because the paper was a bomb.
But the thing is, again, this comes down to what we said in round one. If they take out Picard, how are they taking out Data?
Odo can totally take out Data.
Like, Odo versus Data would be interesting and... That would be a fan debate. They could at least neutralize each other, I think.
Oh, so they're going to tie Daniel? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. This is tough. This is actually really tough. This is a tough...
Because, I mean, again, neutralize Data... Again, I don't know.
Okay,
it's on the island. Is Data going to be able to find a way to contain Odo, literally?
How about this? We're going to shake it up, and...
That's round
end,
two,
we
right?
could say... We could say Odo and Data cancel each other out, so we end up with a new pairing of Picard and Garrick moving on to the next round.
Oh,
so we want to do just singles.
I like this.
No, we'll still do pairs. It's just this will be a new pair that goes up against whoever wins Sisko, Dax, /Janeway, Tuvok, but they're going to have a cancel out as well.
I like it. It's outside the box. I'll go with it.
It's just
so this is like how vice presidents used to be.
Let's just go with it because they're going to work bizarrely, weirdly. So, yeah, okay.
That's cool. Yeah, that will make it more interesting.
The brackets in the future are slightly different than...
Well, then I know what's going to happen for the next one, but go ahead and tell me what's the next one.
Okay, so now we have Sisko and Dax having beat Archer and Phlox are going to go against Janeway and Tuvok. Again, this is a much more balanced, but Cisco, we're going to make a new team. Janeway. So
do the science people knock each other out?
I would think so.
So it's Cisco and Janeway?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a power
gonna be
team.
A hard one. I mean, do you agree?
That would be really
cool.
Yeah,
that was just my first thought.
I think, I think so.
Because
I would love to see a
Dax
Cisco
use
Janeway
regeneration
team.
Powers and come back after taking that.
Yeah, I mean, because Tuvok actually is not science. I mean, that's, you know, I'd point that out. So
he doesn't wear blue.
Yeah.
Daniel, he doesn't wear blue.
No, he doesn't. He does not.
All right.
All right, so that leaves us with Kirk and Spock versus...
No, Kirk and Spock have been gone since the first round.
I'm sorry.
So it's okay. We have Picard and Garak versus Cisco and Janeway. I think Picard has a little bit of a handicap, or does he?
Remember me, Cisco. I am Locutus of Borg.
Oh,
and then
man,
Garak just slaps Cisco, because Cisco... Actually, Garak knows Cisco. Like, Garak could actually...
That's true. Unfair advantage.
And I hadn't thought about the fact that psychologically Picard gets under at least early Cisco's skin,
but this
first
is
half
Captain
of the pilot,
Cisco, so he's going to be a little mature.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not negating it, Darren, but I'm saying it.
And Jane,
I killed your wife.
I don't know. I think I killed your wife.
But then, do you want an angry Ben Cisco against
you? No. It's not. Picard saying as Garak, like in their first meeting, he's like, he killed your wife. He just throws it out.
Betrays his partner immediately, bargains to join Cisco's team. And you know,
this is tough. I don't,
because
if
Janeway versus Picard, can you imagine?
Well, is this going to be another, now here's the question. Is this the final wind pair, or is it have to be only one at the end of the day? So
like
I think it has to be only one.
No, I think what it has to be is a
pair.
Oh,
I see. So we go down. So we'll go down one.
Yeah,
more
we
got to
do a pair.
But here's the question: are we breaking up these pairs, or is it if the pair wins, they have to fight each other?
No, only one from each side.
This
can
is what
okay,
I'm thinking,
so,
guys. If
so it's
I'm
another,
honest,
it's another breakup.
Picard, Janeway cancel each other out.
So Cisco,
yes,
Garak,
yes.
You are suggesting a Cisco Garak?
Yes.
That's very surprising to me, Philip.
Well, I'm just saying Janeway and Picard both have similar strengths. I mean, Picard's better.
I mean, right, it's hard because you could almost coin flip it and say that Cisco Garak cancel each other out in that way, and it's a Picard Janeway fight.
And I think that's potentially more interesting. Because obviously we've already seen Cisco and Garak do their own sort of thing on screen.
Well, we haven't seen an unleash Garak against Cisco. You know, not like how he was with like
we've seen
Miles
Cisco
O'Brien
slap Garak.
Yeah, but that's because he. Table. Yeah, but he was letting him do that. Let's be honest.
I don't know. He didn't look really prepared in that moment, but I know what you mean.
Because he's being simple, Taylor.
He did have a witty retort ready, but I mean, who doesn't?
Go ahead, Captain. Keep slapping me around if it makes you feel better.
I got the job done. I don't know. It's hard. It almost feels like a like a coin. Okay, let's look at it this way. If they both have the potential to cancel each other out, then is their partner able to make one side?
Is this like
win
tag
the
team
other?
Wrestling?
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, who would take advantage? I mean,
I'm just
I
saying
would
if
say
Cisco
Garak
and Garak were combating and canceling, would Janeway tip the scale?
Well, I think Cisco and Janeway would work together better than Picard and Garak.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Garak would have no problem using Picard.
Yeah.
Until he could sort of, you know, backstab him or you know, eliminate him.
That's true. You have two captains and you have Captain and Garak is how we basically ended up.
But no, but say it was literally cutthroat, right? And it was win or be eliminated.
Well, it's, you know, it's like Hunger Games, you know, where they kind of change the rules at the end of like, no, there's going to be two winners or, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Right. Imagine, okay, here's the scenario.
Just kidding. Now you have to kill each other.
Exactly.
Janeway and Cisco, they get to the end of whatever round they're in with whoever they're in. And... they defeat them, right? Yay! And they're super happy that they're victorious. And then all of a sudden, over the loudspeaker, it says, "No, you know, bonus round. You have to defeat the next person." So you have that moment where they look at each other, and and size each other up, and then who wins that battle? Who?
So you're saying we need to break up the teams and then have a final two? No, I see what you're saying. You're saying instead of having cancel out between the two sides, you're saying have the teams split up into one, and then those two teams fight each other.
So basically, you're saying Picard versus Garak.
Yeah, and Sisko versus Janeway.
What do you guys think? Which one would you rather?
I'm saying it's going to be Sisko Garak at the end, folks. I think you just gotta get there.
I would definitely pay a lot of money to watch that.
How many slips? Are we talking bars at this point?
What do you think, Darren? Do you have any problem with that being our final pairing?
With Sisko and Garak?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I think the only way it would really work is if Sisko and Garak kind of cancel each other in the last round. That would be Janeway and Picard. Gosh, it's so tricky.
Like, I mean, I don't want to press hard. If you guys think Garak and Sisko would cancel each other out and you want a Picard-Janeway final, I mean, I'm not going to fight you.
It's just hard to think. Because you start to... I guess my only wavering question is, even with the canceling out, you're ending up with a captain and Garak. Like, I'm trying to feel like, why wouldn't it be two captains at this point, like, when they're all at their A game?
Sometimes you just gotta face the facts that poor, simple Taylor.
I mean, he is Garak. Yeah, I'm not denying that.
Captains aren't, by necessity of rank, the best characters.
I think Trek would disagree with you, but yes. No. Okay, Sisko, Garak.
So who wins?
I think Sisko in the
end.
I
can live with it.
It's going to be... I think it's going to be another long one. You know, like we did with one of our first rounders. I think it's going to be a long one. I think in the end, Sisko will persevere. You know, it'll be one of those ones where, like, they're both bleeding, you know, bloody noses and everything. And, you know, Sisko has some sort of big old gash or something. But at the end, you know, he does something that outsmarts Garak.
Like, at the end, he stole, like, he kept Janeway's extra phaser, and Garak
didn't realize
it. So he thinks that he's been disarmed, and then he's like, aha. Like, at the end, when Janeway's dying or whatever, you know, she's like, take this, Sisko.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sisko has taken everything from all of the people because he works with them, whereas Garak's only been out for himself. So he has, like, you know... Jadzia's tricorder made out of, I don't know, animal skins and stone knives. And...
So I just tried to picture that.
Of course. Sisko, it's a brutal fight. It's a long, brutal fight. Sisko finally pierces his stomach or his side or something like
Garak's
that.
Garak's like, I'm willing to do the things you're not willing to do, Captain. He's like, that might be so, but it's something you're not willing to do.
I want Garak to have an epic death speech.
Uh-huh. Oh,
like,
of course.
I just,
he just flat out dies, and then you hear a little chirp from, like, his pocket, and you push a button, and it's like a pre-recorded death speech that he had ready. It's like, Captain,
wait, is it like the Joker in the 89 or Batman or whatever? He just has, like, the thing going off in his pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think you've killed me, Captain, huh?
Like, but little did you know that this entire station is rigged to blow.
No. It's been revealed Garak's been the one in control of it the entire time.
He's Jigsaw Garak.
You've been in the holosuite the entire time I drugged you, Sisko, to see how powerful the Federation really was.
I do agree. I do think Sisko makes the most sense to come out on top. And Garak to be right behind him. You know, with some sort of clever way that, you know, Sisko being Sisko. Sisko.
I mean, the only way Garak could win is if it's like, it's as if they're like, oh, we both won, and then it seems like the game's over, and then Garak stabs him in the back. Like, that's the only way Garak could win.
Yeah.
But Sisko's always going to be wary of him.
That is true.
Sisko's, he's no fool. He would definitely see
you
it coming.
You can Garak me once. Fool on me.
Yeah, especially if we're post. You know,
and we are
Moonlight,
I think.
Which we are.
It's really interesting that I mean, I feel pretty strongly that Cisco would definitely come out on top here.
Yeah.
We talk all the time about how we're all TNG fans, but nah, you know.
Yeah, Cisco.
Call a Cisco for a Cisco. Yeah. You know, he's gonna do what he does.
He's a warrior.
On top, so.
I mean, yes, we had 7 seasons of Deep Space Nine as we did TNG, but I feel, I mean, I don't have the numbers up, but I feel like there were more Cisco episodes than there were Picard episodes as far as like depth of, I mean, because from the pilot, they make it clear that he's a major part of like the religion of Bajor.
Are you saying at some point he uses prophets on Garrick?
Oh, Jesus. Use prophet power.
He does not get his prophet.
I can see it now. Yep. He's bleeding, and Garrick's giving the victory speech, and then suddenly everything goes white. And you've seen all the people that have been, you know, taking place in this whole bracket now, talking to the Cisco.
I thought we were saying that the last fight was going to happen in the fire caves, and Cisco was just going to grab him and jump into the fire.
They both
That's
die.
His finishing move.
It's a tie. Really? Really?
No, he doesn't. They both don't die because he ascends to be a prophet and Garrick is dead.
That's funny. Well, what an interesting kind of idea. And I'm glad that we kind of worked through that together because it took some twists and turns that I wasn't expecting. And interesting to see Cisco come out on top. I'm sure that our listeners will have some input for that one. Let us know what you think and who you think would win. Or even give us your whole bracket. That would be interesting.
I think if we did another one of these, I think it would be better, or it'd be a different change to do, like Philip was saying, like all secondary characters, like Nurse Ogawa and Morn. I mean, we're talking Mont. They have to have no more than 5 episodes to their name or something like
Suter.
That.
Suter.
Well, yeah, you could get some Ensign Row action.
Maybe.
And some Roe.
Yeah, you get.
What's the lady from Enterprise?
Paul. She was a major character, Daniel. I don't know.
Stop it.
Yeah, but the one who
Cumin Cutler.
Yeah.
Cutler. You could put Robo Lady from Discovery.
We really need to learn her name. Lieutenant Commander or something, something.
That's, yeah.
You could put the
like
CMO of Discovery.
Is it just like Peanuts? You just hear, womp, 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 womp.
Womp, womp. Oh, yes, Mr. CMO.
It's just a shot from the shoulder. You just get white lab coat, you know.
And then the people say, yes, sir, or madam.
Doctor. It's doctor, please.
Yes.
Or is it like Wilson from Home Improvement? You just see the...
You see the coat. You never see the face.
Well, so
and there's a strategic pad or something always in shot that just blocks.
Always handing them like a cup of coffee or you know.
Yeah. Why are you handing me a cup of coffee at eye level?
Keep an eye out for or an ear out for Star Trek Hunger Games B team.
B team.
But you know what? That's actually not what we're doing next week. Philip, what are we doing next week?
Last week.
Hang on.
Is it me?
Cut.
Is it me?
But you know what, Darren? That is not what we're doing next week. What are we doing next week?
Hunger Games BT.
No, you can't take my thing.
No, we'll do
some. C-Team! They had to have one episode appearance.
Nobody. A, B.
Your character's name can never have been uttered on screen, and then you get to be a part of C-Team.
It's like with that random ensign who, like...
If they had a speaking part, it doesn't count.
So he's the one that
Lieutenant J
in the nebula where he like grabs his face and like shakes it as he dies.
Oh, yeah.
Next week we will be talking about Star Trek.
Which one?
In general, somehow, some way.
Nice. Okay, that works. And Darren, if people want to get a hold of you and say, "Hey, I hate your stupid jacket. It's stupid."
No, maybe they liked his better than ours.
How do they get a hold of you?
I just want people to remember that I had a proper way of running the bracket and it got usurped by my co-hosts. But yeah, they could send their complaints to oneupdan@twitter.com. No, they could find me under username Dr. Sci-Fi on Twitter, Instagram, and my website, drsci-fi.com.
And Philip, what about you? If they wanted to say, hey, Cisco, no way.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really Picard. We're just being nice, folks. But they can find me and congratulate me on using all correct sports ball terms for this whole episode at NC Public Servant.
And if they wanted to get a hold of me, they can find me on Twitter as well, at one of Dan, not Darren. Darren is not Adam. That's me. That's not Darren. That's the number one, not the word. All right, folks, we will catch you all next week.
I'm first round draft pick, Philip Gilfus.
I'm the referee, Darren Moser.
Stranded here on SETI Alpha.
Bracket!
Guys, let's not skip a week again. It doesn't work. We lose it.
It makes us all loopy.